So Emil brought us through the verse that we ended with yesterday, that you and I, I'm going to go back to the intent that now, not in heaven, not in the scene that is beyond us, but right now, he says, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the assembly. The church, the assembly. We use the word assembly. Gathered out ones. Those that have been called out of this world unto Christ, that gather to his name alone. He says that by these would be this, by the assembly would be seen and known. And I think of what Demel just introduced us to, that God has taken those that were at enmity with themselves, at enmity with him, fought, warred, could never get along. And through his blood, he has put them in one body. He has put them in that body that he is the head of. He nourishes them. He directs them. He controls them. They move at his bidding. And the principalities and powers in heavenly places are watching this with wonder. They're looking down and seeing that on this earth, where Satan still reigns, there is still a testimony for the Son of God who gave himself at Calvary. It is according to the eternal purposes that God had in Christ Jesus our Lord.
You know, I can't help but think, as this relates even to the gospel meeting last night, we heard how Satan was looking to see how he could derail the eternal purposes of God. Was he able to do so? Absolutely not. This verse even tells us here that according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in his Son, in Christ Jesus, who is our Lord. And so all of this, God says he will accomplish his purpose, and his purpose he will accomplish. So we have that assurance from the scripture that all of these things, Satan in all of his desires to derail and upset and foil the purposes of God will not be accomplished. God will accomplish his purpose in his time according to his way through the person of his Son.
Hasn't the Western world been and not only the Western world, the prime example that mankind everywhere is looking for someone to look to? Do you know our political system keeps proving that they keep getting disappointed? They put this one on, they put this one on, this one comes with a new platform, this one comes with another one. They have one thing in common. They all end in failure. Man gets worse. I hope, young people, we realize that's the future of the world that you're in. It's not going to get better. It is going to get worse every day. But I want to reiterate what John had said, that Christ has formed his assembly. He is going to present it to himself, get this, a glorious church. It's not going to have a spot. It's not going to have a wrinkle. Everything centers in God's man. And his man is the man Christ Jesus. You know what it is to have a purpose. The young lady was talking to you about your purposes in life. What you've intended. What is in your mind. What you've done to try to bring these things out. Think of God in the same way. And his purposes are going to be brought about through the man Christ Jesus. And I just carry us on there. It is in him. It is in him that we don't have timidity. It is in him that we have boldness. This is what the believer has in this day. Emil just said it before us. He knows to whom he belongs. I know whom I have believed. The world emphasizes what I have believed. God's word emphasizes that I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to do these things, in whom we have boldness and access with God. confidence. What a wonderful thing. By the faith of Him.
So when I read this section, I want you to think now you are...
When I read this section, I want you to imagine yourself now sitting in a briefing room. Okay? Sitting in a briefing room. You are a high-ranking person now because you are in Christ Jesus. And God is taking you into confidence. And He's going to start opening up to you things that was not known in the Old Testament. Okay? One of the things that I want you to keep in mind, that what we are talking about here, the Church of God... This whole idea of a body of Christ, 66 books we have in the Old Testament, you're not going to find anything about that at all. Look how fortunate you are. God's saying, I'm going to tell you something that I have in mind before. I'm taking you before the book of Genesis. And I'm going to take you after the book of Revelation. I am going to unfold you in this section, everything. But you say, well, I'm only 15 years old. I'm in high school. You know, I struggle with math. No. You have the Spirit of God in you. And I am going to unfold you these things. Don't worry about struggling in math. I think that you are competent enough to take these things in. So, number one, I'm telling you something was not known in the Old Testament. Not only that, it wasn't known even to those very, very powerful, intelligent beings. Angels, principalities and power. They don't know any of these things. I am telling you these things. What was your reaction then? I don't care. It's not important to me. It's not practical. No, this is the treasures that God wants you to know. And now, as Brother Chuck was touching about the faith and the confidence, what does that give me? I know what's going to take place. I know the counsel of God. I know. Now I have confidence because I know. I am belonging to Him. And there is no created power that could take that away from me. Now, we go back again when we find it is not an intellectual exercise. It is not just facts that I need to recital. He prays. He prays just like He did in chapter 1.
I don't think it's right here in the verse, but what exactly, like I know we have access to the Father, but what exactly is the access referred to in verse 12? Is that access to the heavenly places? Is that access to the Spirit? Is that access to the Father? What all is this exactly referring to?
I would only give what I personally believe. What we have heard about in this book is access to the Father. That's what we have had. And it's access, again, outlined here with confidence. You know, someone might have access, but not have the confidence to go in. That can cause us all kinds of problems. It's access with confidence. It's Emil has said again, here is one who knows these truths. We have said over and over, chapters 1, chapter 2, chapter 3 is the doctrinal basis on which we're going to act out in this world the very practical issues of this book. Do you know to act it out, to perform, if you want to use that word, to be here as the Lord would have us to be, to do what He wants us to do, we're going to have to be in the presence of the Father. We're going to have to be in the Word. We're going to need the help of the Spirit of God. He says, I'm here for you. I'm all that you will need. Brother Anthony and I were speaking before the meeting last night, and we could assure one another, Christ is all that we need. We don't need anything else to carry this out. We need Him, His Word, the Spirit of God, and we're equipped to go forward.